Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches. We're in the middle of trying to figure out that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who said Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa. So Rabbi Yehuda was learning it from Nosar, and we came back with a bunch of pirchas. How can he learn it from Nosar? So the last one he said was from the Shor Niskal, and they asked him, "How can it be? Because the Shor Niskal is Asr Bathila, it's also Mahana, it's Onesh is Kares, and it's not Ton Sreifa." So now Rabbi Yehuda is going to go back and change his tune a little bit. So Chazar Rabbi Yehuda went back, Bidanu Din Acher, and he learned it from a different din. He says Nosar, when it comes to Nosar, Yeshno Vival Tosiro. Nosar has an Isser that you're not allowed to keep it. It has to be destroyed. You're not allowed to keep it. And so too, Chametz Vival Tosiro. Chametz also has an Isser of keeping it. Chametz's Isser is it has to get gotten rid of. So too, Nosar has to be getting rid of, and Chametz has to be gotten rid of. Man Nosar b'Sreifa, just like Nosar has to be getting rid of via Sreifa, Av Chametz b'Sreifa. So too, Chametz should be gotten rid of via Sreifa. So he said to him, wait a second, Amrlo, Ashim Toloi, v'chatas ha'of, haba al safik l'darecha yochichu, shehem b'val tosiru, shanu omer b'Sreifa, v'alta omer b'kvura. What happens? So he says, they said basically, Shitascha, you're going to have a problem. You said that Nosar has to get burnt, and Chametz has to get, therefore Chametz has to get burnt. But I'm going to prove you a case on your own sheet, Rabbi Yehuda, where a case of Nosar is not being burnt. What's that? That's the case of an Asham Talui. Remember, an Asham Talui, Rashi says, is Ba Asafik Karis. It's a suffix when you violate an Isser Karis. You go in Chela Vishuma Lufanefa. You have permissible fats and impermissible fats in front of you. You ate one of them. You don't know. Right now, if you shechted this Asham Toloi and it got a psul or became no star, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu Mishnah Perek Basa Tmura. There's a machlok to the end of Tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Bekfur Rabbanu Besreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says they're supposed to be buried. The Rabbanu says they're supposed to be burned. Wait a second. You just said that no star has to be burnt. And also the chatos of haba al safik. So also you have there's sometimes you have to bring a chatos, a bird chatos. It's coming on a suffix. What's that? Kigon hipila suffix vats plus suffix aim of lad. So the woman, she miscarries. It's a suffix whether it was, a full-fledged embryo or it was not. So ain ochelis bekachim. She can't eat kachim. Why? Shem of ladu. Maybe it was a vlad. And achatavi kaparasa haola, right, until she brings her kapara. Haola ba'al tanai. So now she has to bring a kach when she gives birth. She has to bring a chatos and an ola. So the ola, she could bring it on Tanai and say, Imiladi, if I gave birth, I reyu the chavasi. Vimlav, I reyu nadava. Not that it's a nadava. But the chatas ha'of, that in this case, mivyasu al suffix. Usually a chatas can't come on the suffix. Here we say the chatas can't come on the suffix. The inkam yishum chulin bazar. There's no issue of bringing chulin into the temple. Dimikroi, nothing masefik nazir. Learn that from pasik masefik nazir. They're parak misha omer. All right. But asra ba'achila, but she still can't, you can't eat this carbon. Maybe it is chulin, and therefore umalikasa shavel nevela. And how do they kill the bird carbon? You deal with malika. Well, if it's not a carbon and you do malika, well then it's a nevela because it doesn't have proper shchita. Upligi bar Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanu perek basa truma chatos of habal sub tisarep Rabbi Yehuda omer yitulen la'ama. So and they said v'ata omer bekvura. You said it has to be buried. So Rashi says ha'asam talui kai dekam Rabbi Yehuda yikaver. The nosar from it is asr b'achila, it's asr b'hana, it's onesh kares, it's bal tosiru. All the things that you said are the characteristics which require to be burnt in your own sheet that it's not burnt. So what are you telling me that chametz should be burnt? Why should it be burnt? So Shasak Rabbi Yehuda was quiet. So Shasak Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosos and the Rosh, they also pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosos still says, near the halach of Rabbi Yehuda on the previous Amud, Histam l'antanik of Aseh Yifrek Vasa Tmura, well, passing like him, he may not be so object to the he may not have a problem with the cloud that they gave yesterday. Still passing like Yehuda, according to this, the Shulchan Aruch says that I can pass like the Chachamim. The Ramaz says that we're no way to do like Rabbi Yehuda and burn. And the Mishnah Berurah says because we're Mesupak and we want to be Choshesh for those Shitos that hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So really, we do say do burning, but if it ever pays the Chalil Shabbos, we don't. We pass like the Chachamim, and we just get rid of it. Other ways. We do the burning that we do on the Friday before, which is on your gimel. That's just like zecher, but it's not the actual. That's not the actual Bir Chametz. So Shasak Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda was quiet. So Amar of Yosef, and they can give a few colloquial proverbs that were said because Rabbi Yehuda was tripped up by his own statements. So Shasak Rabbi Yehuda. Amar of Yosef, Hayam Damri Inish, this is what people say, Kipa Dechata Nagra Begaba Nisro Chardila. This is the spoon, right? Rashi says, Kaf Bezach Shechachakak Ha'uman Besocho Yisarefes Lushono Veschiko Bechardil. The spoon that he's using to gather stuff is the spoon that he burns his mouth with. He burns himself with the same spoon that he's using. That's one statement. Avaye Amar Satana Besidni Yasiv Midvil Yadea Mishtalein. So this is the carpenter or that makes the locks to lock people's legs up, right? He's going to get locked up in the chain as well when he's found that he's a gana. Your own thing that you make is going to trip you up. And the last thing is Rava Amar Giri Bigiri Miktil Midvile Yadei Mishtalein. This is the guy who makes the arrows and they're going to get shot. So whatever, you get tripped up by your own thing. I'm not sure why I hear it. Such a big deal. The next Mishnah said, my prime Mishnah said, "V'chamim omrim mefarer v'zoreya." Right, the lashon of the Mishnah. If we go back all the way to Chavez, Chavalev actually, right, "V'chamim omrim af mefarer v'zoreya l'ruach o matil yam." So the question is, you have to be mefarer. Mefarer means you have to grind it up. So is it mefarer and zol l'ruach? And mefarer no toliyam, but you only when you're throwing into the sea, you just throw it, you know, as is. You don't have to crumble it up. Well, that was a question that we had. What the gear says over there, whether it's off or whether off or not, right? That was still over there. There's a mugging of Rum that talks about it, that whether off is meaning burn it and you could also do it, or this is what you should do it to begin with. So yivayin luhu heichi ka'amar mefarer v'zori laruach u'mefarer matoliyam. Does the word mefarer come and describe both throwing it into the wind and throwing it into the sea? Oh, Dilma mefarer v'zor l'ruach. You can crumple it up and throw it into the wind. Aval matil yam beinei. But you can throw it into the sea. You know, as is. You don't have to crumple it up, right? Rashi says, Oh, Dilma l'ruach hu debayi pirur. To throw it into the wind, you have to crumple it up. Shema yizrikenu shalem, because maybe you'll throw it out into the wind as is. V'yimtsenu acher, and somebody else will find v'yochlemu, and they'll eat it. Aval liyam, but throwing it into the sea, matil be'eni, you can throw it as is, the mamis v'nimik me'lav, it's going to get all warlog and soaked, and no one's going to eat it anyway. The chash, I mean, the point of Rashi, the chash is somebody else will find it and eat it, right? Now, it's not nami, but the same stuff by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is going to be a metal object, so instead of the word mefarer, they use the word shechiko, which is to grind, right? Because that's what you have to do with metal. Just keep that. It's not nami gabe avodah zarah ki agav. Rav Yossi Omer is a mission of avodah zarah daf mem gimel. Shochek v'zorei l'ruach. You grind it up and you throw it into the wind. O mati liyam, or you throw it into the sea. So yivayluhu, and they asked over there, heichi kamar, what shochek v'zorei l'ruach v'shochek mati liyam? You have to grind it up in both instances. O dilma shochek v'zorei l'ruach aval mati liyam be'eni, but you can throw it into the sea by itself. There's been machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yossi. So Amar Rabba mistabra, it makes sense to him that avodah zarah. And the avodah zarah liyam hamelech ha'azli. Every time we have a avodah zarah, you're throwing away the avodah zarah. It always says liyam hamelech. So it's going into the Dead Sea. In the Dead Sea, Rashi will say there are no boats, there are no ships. So he says, and you're not going to worry that anyone's going to go grab it. No one goes in there. He says liyam hamelech ha'azli lo boi shchita. The shchita doesn't have to be ground up. Rashi says ein svina overes bo. But chametz l'shar naharos ka'azli, but chametz which is thrown into all other rivers boi pirur. That requires to be crumpled up. Rashi says, "Shema tipagibo svina bititlenu v'lavaditayu." He's going to grab it, right? It's a chashash takal over here. So there's no takal in the Yam HaMelech because there are no ships in there, but in the rivers and in the other oceans, the people travel in them. So maybe they'll pick up the bread.
Avodah Zarah.
Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Since Avodah Zarah is thrown into the Yam HaMelech, you don't need shchika. Aval chametz, but chametz, the l'shar na'aretz ka'azel that go into other rivers, boi pirur. You do have to grind it up because maybe people will pick it up. That's correct. But Amalei Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says adarab, like you're saying. No, it doesn't make sense. Like that. Ibcha mistabra, the other side makes sense. Avodah Zarah, the woman may say, nothing, it's metal. Thrown in the water, nothing's going to happen to it. So there, you have to grind it up. But chametz, the mamis, it's going to waterlog, it's disgusting in the water, then lo boi pirur. That does not, that's the thing that doesn't need to be ground up. You can just throw it as is into the water, like you said, because it's a difference. Throw a piece of bread into the river, it's going to be disgusting by the time someone comes and picks it up. So Tanya Kavasi the Rabbah, we have a brace that supports Rabbah that says, Rabbah who said that Chametz requires to be ground up. And Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yosef, we have a brace that supports Rabbi Yosef that it's a Avodah Zarah that it's supposed to be ground up. So Tanya Kavasi the Rabbah, the brace like Rabbah as follows. Hoya Mahalach B'Midbar, guys walking in the desert, I guess, with Chametz. So the Mefarer B'Zor L'Ruach. In the desert, grind it up and throw it into the wind. Hayam Mahalach B'Sfina, if he's on the boat, Mifarer umatel yam. He has to crumple it up and throw it into the sea. See clearly, according here to here, that this is like Rabba, that you have to crumple up the chametz. Tanya Kavasi the Rav Yosef, the Bryce Sports Rav Yosef, it says as follows: Hayim halaf b'midbar, if you're in the desert with your avodah zarah, shochik v'zarei l'ruach, to grind it up and throw it into the wind. But hayim mahalach b'sfina, if you're on the boat, shochik umatel yam. So shchika kashal Rabba, pure kashal Rav Yosef. Here you see that shchika has to be done even in the river. And Shkik Kashal Rabba, Piro Kashal Rabbi Yosef. And the first price seems to say they have to do it by Chametz. So Gemara says, La Rabba Lo Kasha. Shkika La Rabba Lo Kasha. The second part where it says that you have to grind up the Avodah Zarah into the river, that's Lo Kasha. Hal Yam HaMelech, Hal Shana Haros. Well, it depends. If we're talking about throwing it into the Yam HaMelech, then you don't have to grind it up, because no one's going to be there. But the price that says you have to grind it up is talking about when you're throwing the Avodah Zarah into a different body of water. But there, boats travel, you'll have to grind it up. And Pira Rav Yosef Lokasha. Pira is also not a problem to Rav Yosef Lokasha. Habechiti habenahama. So this is touching on what you're bothered with, is that it depends on what chametz we have over here. Rashi says, Bechiti shehichmitzu boi pira, kolom epizur, shlo yitanem besak vizukem, el yifrozim al pipnei amayim, shechol adam lakim al pnei adam. If you're talking about the wheat, maybe the wheat itself, that's not going to be destroyed by the water so much. You can still grab it. But what it's already made into a nahama, it's made into a loaf, into a bread, that you don't need to grind it up, you don't need to, because that's gonna get ruined in the river. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Chametz shel nachri, right? So the chametz of a goy, which we've learned before, you're not chayav by your by yamatzei. So the chametz of a goy, she'aval of a pesach, that the goy holds on to it for a pesach, mutter b'hana. After pesach, you're allowed to get hana.
Mutter b'hana. What about achila? Why can't you eat it?
Right, chametz shel nachri, you should be able to eat it. What? No. The Rambam in the Perushim says no. It's ena chanami, but they're talking about. They tried to talk about symmetry at the end of the Mishnah. But also says maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where they were knowing about pasakum. So therefore, after pesach, you still can't eat it anyway because you can't eat it because of pasakum. But you still have to get hanar from it. Okay.
How do you explain they only have chametz for pesach? Obviously, we can eat it after pesach.
Right, because chametz shel nachri shavu the pesach is looked right now. And achila. Rambam says in the old pesach, achila. The question is, why is the Mishnah only say anah? The halacha is achila. Why is it only say anah? So chametz shel nachri shavu the pesach mutar b'anah. V'shal Yisrael, but when it comes to a chametz of a goy after pesach, it's aser b'anah. That's chametz shel nachri pesach. What? Sorry, I said you discuss a goy. Okay. Shal Yisrael aser b'anah. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Lo yirele chasor. Seems to bring a pasuk. Shen emar. Rashi says bergamar mefarish lamishum knasa. It's going to be a knas. So they bring a pasuk for it. He said the knas the avra leha mishum bayira. Because if you had chametz in your possession over Pesach, you violate bayira by yimatzei. So we're konis you, and therefore you can't have it. You seem to be konis the chametz because no one can get benefit from it. But we'll get to that at a different time. So now mani masnisim. Who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The local Rabbi Shimon, the local Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Doesn't accord with the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, nor with Rabbi Shimon, nor Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So the Gemara is now going to go through a brisa that's going to bring down the sheetas of these three Tanayim, and basically at the very, very end of today's Amud, which we'll probably do it tomorrow, that will explain why the Mishnah is not like any of those sheetas. But first, we're going to bring a brisa and discuss that brisa a little bit. So Mani Mas Nisin, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, below Rabbi Shimon, below Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Mahi. So where's that's their machlokes? This Anya, we have a following Brysa. Okay, now this Brysa is going to say things that are sort of polar opposite to what we know of, about how we hold of Chametz. But Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the first Shita, Bein Lifnei Zmano, whether it's before Zmano, Bein Lifnei Zmano means Mishay Shos, from the sixth hour. Bein Lifnei Zmano, Bein La'achar Zmano, and after, Mishay Avalav Pesach, right, if you eat it, Over Lav Bilav, there's a Lav De'oraisa. But toksmano over lalav vikaris, the Rabbi Yehuda. But during the Pesach, on Pesach itself, not only is there a lav, there's an isur karis. Okay, so I guess if you eat it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says no. Chametz lifnei zmano, Rav Shimon Omer, chametz lifnei zmano, achas zmano, eina over alav below klum. You don't violate anything. Rav Shimon says there's no violation of chametz before or after Pesach. There's only an iser on Pesach. But toks mano over alav, the karis ubalav, right? The toks mano, you violate alav and a karis. Then the Mishnah, there's a brisa that says, part of the brisa says, umisha'a so asur b'achila, asur b'hana. From the moment it's asur b'achila, it's asur b'hana. Asa natana kama. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says the moment it's asur b'achila, it's asur b'hana. Okay, that's not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says you can eat it all the way up to the end. So all the Rabbi Shimon, and this is a major, major sugya. It also ties in with what Rabbi Gidl said previously, who said that chametz b'shein shalach olav, you're not kosher for kedushin. According to Rabbi Shimon, why not? Rabbi Shimon hold like because if you know Isser, there's no problem with the chametz until Pesach. So Toso says, Nira, it seems, the Rabbi Shimon nihidin over a lav the lav. Maybe you're not violating a lav by eating the chametz there, right? The chametz lifnei zmano, modehu de aser b'achila. You're still not allowed to eat it. Mishesho sulamala. You're still not allowed to eat it. Why? Because he says it's a concept of tashbisha. Has to agree to the concept of tashbisha. And the Malchamos on the sugya, and this comes up on Abdallah, on Gimel in the Rif, he says there can't be anything where you have to destroy it and it's mutter to eat. How does that work? How can it be mutter to eat if you have to destroy it? What's the lesson of the Ramban there? He says, "Ein lecha b'Torah davar shetzarich hashbasa umutter b'achila," and that you're allowed to eat it. Doesn't make sense. V'kach amar b'Gemara the kuli amamia chamish yishlos l'mal asam midaraisa. He says because it's hashbasa, so therefore asam b'achila Rabbi Shimon, but he has to destroy it. Filu Rabbi Shimon, it has to be destroyed. So whose shita are they going against? They're going against the shita of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor has a Bichidish who says that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, even though there's a din of tashbisa. He says, the e-achel, according to Shimon, he says the tashbisu does not translate into an israchilo. And therefore, the e-achel le mechal, misheshos lumala ad ha'erev. You can eat it, if you eat it from six hours until the evening, ain't over b'achila. So according to Shimon, you don't violate any issurim with your eating. She'ein lecha hashbasa gadol mizo. Because hashbasa is no greater than hashbasa than this. You're getting rid of the chametz. There's no isser. You gotta get rid of it. So you eat it. It's gone. If I sell it, or this, or that, it's still in existence. I'm just getting it out of my possession. Here, what's the difference? It's like burning it. I'm destroying it, according to Rabbi Shimon.
Well, isn't it isser when you burn it from 7 hours
up? He doesn't hold of it.
Right.
Aval lichatchila. Maybe it says lichatchila. Aimless lo lehashoso mishenichla shoshishis. Lichatchila, when the 6 hours starts, you shouldn't have it there. The kaimalem mitzvah tashbisu mitzvah shoshivis. So that's when the mitzvah tashbisu begins. Right, so you're worried that may right midichsiv ach bechom osul siyuk shoshishim midivrayim shelo lashoso. That time you really shouldn't have it. You see, that's where they made the takana for 1 hour earlier because you don't want him to maybe if he doesn't finish eating everything by the time Pesach rolls around, he's not gonna have this. So Baal HaMor basically makes a distinction. He says, yeah, there's a mitzvah tashbisu. That's what kicks in. That tashbisu kicks in, and therefore, what? Therefore, you have a mitzvah tashbisu. That doesn't translate into an isra achila. So he's not going to hold it. According to Baal HaMor, Shimon cannot and Rav Gidl cannot be together. It's one or the other. You can't say that you're not choshesh for the kedushin if you're allowed to eat it. That's the whole sugya that they're talking about. But it's a major sheet. It's a major sugya here. The famous sheet of the Baal HaMor and Rav Shimon. Okay, so that's Rav Shimon, and now comes Rav Yosef Glili, which is even going to be more mind-boggling. Rav Yosef Glili Omer, Tomei Latzmecha. What? So what wonder? Hey, a chametz aser b'hanah kol shiva. Who says a chametz is aser b'hanah on Pesach? Yosef Glili doesn't hold that chametz is aser b'hanah kol shiva. Okay. Uminayin, and where do we know? Look, now we basically there's going to be a conversation in the price, huh? Uminayin la'ochel chametz mishesho sulamala shu over below ta'aseh. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if you eat chametz from the sixth hour and onward that you violate a lav? What Rabbi Yehuda says you violate a lav, you don't get karis though. Shenemar, the pasuk says, lo sochol alav chametz div Rabbi Yehuda. Don't eat on it chametz. Rashi says, mishosh shchita. From the moment that you're shechting the current Pesach, you can't eat chametz. That's from the sixth hour. You cannot eat chametz sixth hour and on. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Amalo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to him, no, that's not true. V'chi efshar lomer kein. Can you possibly say that that's true? That you can't eat? You're not allowed to eat chametz on 6 hour on. The lo kvar nemar. It says already. Lo socha alav chametz shivas yamim tochel av matzos. There's a hekesh between not eating chametz and eating matzah. We can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's bala rus also. You're not eating matzah. The only time you're not allowed to eat chametz is when you are permitted to eat, when you have to eat matzah. That only starts on the chag. So he says, right, halok far nemar lo tochel av chametz shivas yamim tochel av matzah. In Cain, right, therefore, that learn from there that only it's the same time. So in Cain, matam alomar. Lo tochal alav chametz, which means b'shar sheyeshna b'kum echol matzah. Only the time when you have a mitzvah to eat the matzah, yeshna b'bal tochal chametz. That's when you're not allowed to eat chametz. So b'shar she'ena b'kum echol matzah, but we don't have a mitzvah to eat matzah, ena b'bal tochal chametz. So you don't have a problem eating chametz, which is sheyeshol shlomala and after Pesach. Interesting over here, though, it seems to indicate that whenever you are forbidden to eat chametz, you have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Well, which seems to support the famous Shita of the Gra, which is that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Shulam Pasan, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. There's only mitzvah to eat matzah on the first day, or first 2 days, but on the first day. And if you want to eat, then you have to have matzah the rest of the days. But you know, there's a famous Gra, which is actually based on the Chizkuni, that says it's a chiyuv to eat matzah all 7 days. It seems to be over here, Rav Shimon is learning it out, that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah all 7 days. Whenever there's an isser to eat chametz, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. So my.
Why
not
7 hours?
He
said 7 hours.
No, Mishah
Shishas.
No, that's what he's saying. Since there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, there's no isser to eat chametz.
Right, so you eat until Pesach.
Until Pesach, going to Rav Shimon. Going to Rav Shimon. Only Rav Shimon. But my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. So why is Rabbi Yehuda? Where's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? It's lost a kroksi. There's three psukim that are written. Number one, it says lo yochel chametz. That's one. Number two, it says v'chol machmetz lo sochelu. And number three, it says lo sochelu la chametz. Three yisurim in chametz. So he says chad lifnei zmano, chad le'achas zmano, chad l'tot zmano. One before, one during, one after. Three different yisurim, three different times for isur achila. Rabbi Shimon says no, chad l'tot zmano. One is telling us that right, you're not allowed chametz on Pesach. Now, the other two, b'chol machmetzes, the pasuk about chol machmetzes lo sochelu, that's mivarlei for something else. Mivarlei l'chidasanya, for the following b'raisa, that says, ein li eloshin chametz me'elam machmos davar achar minayin, tamalomer chol machmetzes lo sochelu. Chol machmetzes lo sochelu comes to teach me that even if something becomes chametz, not via the typical chametz fashion. Right? Tosa says, goshin nit chametz adei shimre yayin. Some sort of like wine dregs. If it's not being, it doesn't become chametz via the water and the yeast process, but there's another process. Still, as long as it becomes chametz, as long as it rises, it's chametz. He learns that from a chol machmetzes. And then what does he do with the third pasuk? And lo yochel chametz mibayilei lichadasani. He learns that third pasuk, which Rabbi Yehuda had for his three yisurim. He says learns that for the brisa lichasani of Yosef Aglili Omer minayin lePesach Mitzrayim sheinchi Musa noeg elo yom echad. How did we know that in Pesach Mitzrayim that there was only an Isra Chametz for one day? Talmud Lomar lo yochel chametz. It says this pasuk, do not eat chametz. V'samech la, and it says right after that, Hayom atem yotzim. For today. Right, so that's where he learns. That's where he learns those three psukim. I, Rabbi Yehuda, who's using those three psukim to teach us an Isra Chila before, during, and after, has learned the other two things that Rabbi Shimon learned. Rabbi Yehuda, machmas davar acher. He doesn't need a special pasuk to teach me machmas davar acher. Minale, mita'achmech one, v'loshem machmetzes. It says machmetzes. So the loso machmetzes seems anyway. Anyway, it becomes chametz. So the loso chelu was talking about the nisser. That's it's simple enough. And Rabbi Yosef Glili, how does he know that Pesach Mitzrayim only had the isser chametz on one day? Minole. So two things. Ebais, ema, or one way you can say is midasamech le hayom. It says hayom. So he learns it out from the smichus. That doesn't take away his leaning from losochel. He just learns it out from the smichus. Or he can argue. He doesn't hold the smichus. Ebais, ema, smuchin lo darish. He's not Doris Smuchim, and therefore he argues. Rashi says, Ibai same is Smuchim lo Doris, Rabbi Yehuda, Elv Mishnah Torah lechod. Everyone agrees that you can be Doris Smuchim in Dvarim, because throughout the Torah, there's a machlokus in how the Torah is given. Was the Torah given, you know, given Megillah? No, it was given all at one shot. Well, it was given broken up, and maybe that's just the way it happens. You don't Doris the Smuchim. But in Dvarim, everyone agrees it's all given at one time. It's one big speech. Right, if it's one big speech, he can be Dorish the Smuchim. But here it's not in the Dvarim, so he's not Dorish Smuchim. If he's not Dorish Smuchim, then less late than Rabbi Yosef Glili. He doesn't hold that. Based on what Mitzrayim did have the Isser Chametz for all 8 days. Not sure why, you know, why you have to know what happened based on Mitzrayim, you know. It's like one of those halachas that just was one time. Oh, we don't care about that.
Seven days.
Okay. So, next. So, Amar Mar. He said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how did he learn that if you eat chametz from the 6 hour and onward, Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Lo sochal alav chametz." Don't eat chametz. Dibei Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says back to him, "V'chi efshar lo mar kein? Can you possibly say that? Halo kvar neamar lo sochal alav chametz. Shivas yamin tochal alav matzos for 7 days. The hekesh, the connection between chametz and matzah. Only when you're not allowed to eat chametz, only when you have an obligation to eat matzah, do you have an issur to eat chametz. So right, Rabbi Yehuda, shafir kamali Rabbi Shimon. It's a pretty good argument. The pasuk makes the hekesh between the between." The two of them. So how's Rabbi Yehuda answer that? Rabbi Yehuda Amr Lach Ahu Lekova Chova Achilu B'sman Hazeh. Now that pasuk is to say to teach you that Achilus Matzah is a Chova to Doraisa even B'sman Hazeh. B'sman Hazeh is even without the Korban Pesach. Look at Rashi. It says Hai Shivas Yomim, which that means Hai Shivas Yomim Tochal Alav Matzos. Right, lav akushe isur chametz mischil matzah. It's not coming to compare the isur chametz to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Ela lakushe achilas matzah l'asparis chametz l'kvoa achilas matzah chov l'doros. It is combining. It is making a hekesh to chametz. So long as it is an isur chametz, meaning so long in the during history where there is an isur chametz, so too there is a chiyuv to eat matzah. Right. Even if there's no Korban Pesach, like Bezman Hazeh. The low tema, don't say, al matzah sumorim yachluhu k'tziv. It says you have to eat matzah, the Pesach you have to eat with the matzah sumorim. So, eat yikah Pesach amchai b'chilis matzah ilo lo. No, that's not the case. Come this connection with commerce to teach me that matzah is always a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's always an obligation. Okay? So Rav Shimon, where does he know that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah even b'zman hazeh? So nafgalei, he learns it out, mi be'erav tochlu. It says be'erav tochlu matzah. So Rashi says, kroy yaseiruhu, dog siv al matzah morim yachlu. Already says, you're supposed to eat the matzah with the Korban Pesach. Then says again, be'erav tochlu matzahs. Well, what do I need that for? That's to teach me even l'doros. I said for Rabbi Yehuda, right, what does he do with my erav tochlu matzahs? He says, mi bo'ilei, comes to teach us l'tamei v'shahari b'derech hakokah. Someone who was Tameh, or the Derech HaKokah, who didn't bring the Korban Pesach. So you'd say, it says maybe you shouldn't have to eat the matzah Amara that night. Right? So, Kotayt Chamiya, you would have thought, whole Pesach lo yochel, matzah mar nami lo necha, maybe you shouldn't have to eat matzah or mar either. Kamash Malan, that he does have to eat it. Rashi says, the Tameh v'shari b'Derech HaKokah, sha'af v'shein osa Pesach, nevertheless, chayev achilus matzah. So he would have thought, lo necha, lo neschayev. Therefore he says, no, yechayev, er tochel matzah. Yerav Shimon. So where's Rav Shimon? Tameh v'shayi v'derech hakokah. Lo itzur akra. He doesn't need a pasuk, and therefore he can learn the pasuk out. I'm in a rush. I think people get somebody. But Rav Shimon tameh v'shayi v'derech hakokah. Lo itzur akra. Why? The lo gara me'ara lo bein nechar. It's no worse than a non-circumcised person or bein nechar. Diksev kol arel lo yochel bo. The arel doesn't have to eat it. Doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. Bohu eino ochel, aval ochel hu b'matzah umara. But he does eat matzah umara. So if the Aral eats matzah umara, so then clearly the person who is derech hakokah has to eat matzah umara. Right, Rashi says, Aral is shemesu achav machmas mila. Right, Rashi always says to Rav Shas, it's always a machlok between Rashi and Tam what the Aral is. Rashi says it's the person who his brothers die. The hemophilia in the family. One brother dies, another brother dies, and this third guy doesn't do bris milah because it becomes a suffix. Right? Rashi, last Tosel says that. Arel perish bekunchus in mesu achel masvah milah, but Rabbeinu Tam argues. Maybe it's not here, but he argues elsewhere. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says it's someone who's afraid. It's someone who's just afraid to get bris milah. So he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, but nevertheless he has to eat matzah. So too, somebody with derech hakokah has to eat the matzah, even though he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. Aye, so Rabbi Yehuda, So Rabbi Yehuda, why does he need the pasuk then? Just learn that from the Aral Bein Nechar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ksiv v'hai v'ksiv v'hai. It's written in both. Rashi says, Ksiv v'hai, Aral u'bein Nechar, u'ksiv tamiv v'shai v'der v'choka. D'leichol matzos, v'afal gav d'matzi yelif minei. Even though you can learn one from the other, he says that Torah wrote it in both instances. And therefore, Hilkach, therefore, itzrich hakesha, l'kovo chova. Therefore, I need the hekesh now to establish the chov. So he goes back, right? So since he doesn't learn it from the Hekesh, from Aral to Benechar, so you just go back. So then he needs the Pasuk to teach me that a Tame and a Derech Choka still have to have a Chiyuv to eat the matzah. Okay? Sorry for the rush, just gotta run somewhere. Everyone have a wonderful day.